at this year's Brighton Fringe, there's been a change since previous years. And that change hasn't really been announced particularly, because in some ways it's uncomfortable for the Fringe itself. And the Fringe itself is a neutral platform, so it's not particularly done anything wrong. It provides an opportunity for venues to set up in Brighton and for shows to come and inhabit those venues with all their creativity. But what's happened this year, certainly that I've noticed, is that there are fewer smaller venues, and that the bigger venues, which can be named, they are the Warren, which is probably the big hub that feels a bit like an Edinburgh hub, the Spiegel Tent, which also has a couple of spaces and a lot of social space too. Then you've got venues like Sweet Venues, which has been growing in recent years too. Now, these hub venues play host to the biggest part of the Fringe in terms of the actual number of shows per venue. They're big. They are communities. I know the people that run them because I live in Brighton, and those people are committed and genuine, and they're not seeking to make loads of money. They're actually Fringe believers, and they're very community-minded in the city. But it's hard to run venues with so much going on, with such, at one point, chaos, and at other times just so much needing to be organised. Now, if you are a small company with a show that might be new, that may not be known within the city, and you're playing one of the big hubs, you will, it's almost paradoxically, have the same problem potentially as if you're a small company playing in a really tiny venue that might even be on the edge of town. And the same problem is simply ensuring that your show isn't lost amongst the cacophony. If you're a show right on the edge of town, and it may be the only show, and that might be a creative decision that you've made, you still will have to let the world know that your show exists. And you might have to work that bit harder to let them know where it is, to persuade them that it's an easy place to get to. And that does involve ensuring that your website and your Twitter feed is constantly reminding people how to get there, that it's very easy to get there by bus or even to walk, and that there might be parking nearby. Or, as Brighton does have a number of train stations, it might be just near a train station as well. But maps that are easy to read and that can show people where to find your venue, and obviously flyering the local neighbourhood if you're out of town too, and you could pick up your audience just by finding the local cafes, the shops that will put posters up, and also community centres, libraries, all of those sort of places that will take flyers, and also doing your own flyering. And where possible too, really making use of Fringe City, which is New Road in Brighton. And even though your show might be out of town, Brighton isn't that huge, and it is perfectly possible to get there, and particularly if you do some special offers like two for ones. People might actually be sick of the noise and the hubbub of the big hubs, and they might actually want to see a show out of town too. So you will have to work harder to let people know where your venue is, and the reasons why people might want to go there, and also the uniqueness of it. It could be site-specific. It could be in a venue that people aren't used to, and that could be exciting and different. And people do come to Brighton Fringe looking for difference. And if you're a small company in a big venue, I certainly haven't experienced people in those large venues not trying to give you a good deal, not trying to also put some energy into your show and ensuring you get people along to it too. But the danger is, if you don't have the big budget, so maybe you don't have the experience, it all just gets too busy. And so those companies with bigger budgets, just with more people that might be down here, are going to be flyering, are going to have maybe a PR person working for them, and you might not. So you have to be careful that you don't become a kind of spoilt, demanding sort of character. But you do have a right to be assertive, and it is important to remind those press officers and those marketing people and PR people in the venues that your show has as much right to succeed as the big ones too. And I'd suggest you're assertive, friendly, and don't be afraid to repeat to people what your show is, and if you're worried, to really seek help and actually remind them that you've paid, you know, your registration fee too. You might need to get more support from the Fringe office. You may have to fly extra around the hubs to let people know that your show is there. So basically, you're going to have to shout a bit louder, and don't be naive about that, because the bigger shows do have bigger venues and they pay people to fly for them, and they have the reputation, and their posters may be 6 foot tall while yours is only maybe a couple of feet tall. So do get to know the hub people and do remind them that you're there. And if your show isn't selling well, seek help. And be prepared to get out flyering. And if your posters aren't up, then just remind the venues that your posters have got as much right to be up as anybody else. You'll also find that if you get to know the local cafes and some of the local shops and you talk about your shows, that people do go for the underdog. And particularly if you're very articulate about your show and very passionate, that can be tapped into. People like that. And your enthusiasm is going to be as much in Brighton a key success factor as your professionalism, in a way. And I'm not saying that enthusiasm doesn't have to be professional, but sometimes it is good just to ask. Sometimes it is good to be cheeky and ask if flyers can be put down in cafes and so on. So it's the same problem, in a way, if your show's out of town and the venue's not known and you don't have a big budget. Is the same problem as if your show's in the centre of town and you're not known and you don't have a big budget, because the shows in town just get lost in the huge chaos and cacophony, whereas the shows out of town aren't really shouting loud enough to get people to come and see them. I would also suggest that you link up with other venues that have got shows that are a bit out of town that might be in your area, out in Hove, even as far as, you know, Shoreham or places like that, and just see if you can't fly together and support each other. And sometimes a map that you create literally by hand or on the computer that shows there's three or four shows in a particular area of town in small venues, and people might justify going out there, seeing a show at 6, seeing a show at 8, or having a meal and then going to see a late show. And you can create your own kind of little hub of the shows that are nearby you. That's worth thinking about too. The main thing is that you don't get lost in the cacophony and that you don't get lost at the fringes of the fringe. So support each other, be very, very assertive. And when that comes to getting reviews too, you know, do write to the reviewers and write to the various publications and have a story to tell about what's unique about the venue out of town that you are performing in, or if it's in one of the big hubs, why small is beautiful, why small is important, that you're bringing some new work. And amongst all that big stuff, your show is worth also taking in. So wish you well with your fringe, but don't be unrealistic. Whether you're in the big hub or whether you're out of town, if you're small, you're going to have to be a bit bigger to be heard and seen.